Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 3 of Today at 5 a.m. All right, so today's thought is stop waiting for extraordinary opportunities. This is it. So many people are waiting for extraordinary opportunities and they are missing out on what I would call your training, okay? So your vision of the post-wilderness experience is, after this wilderness, I must hammer. First of all, allow me to burst your bubble, okay? So wilderness is not a synonym for financial challenges. We need to stop equating financial challenges to, the wilderness. And the promised land is not a synonym for money. So whenever you think about promised land, a lot of times we think about it as, I've been through the wilderness, which was like the lack, and now I've moved into the promised land, which is the money. You know, I believe that it is blasphemous to equate such a spiritually insightful experience to money matters. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's important for me to clarify that before I talk about opportunities. So opportunities, right? You want to film your own show. And you need funds for production. You see this Instagram app that we're on, yeah? It is your real world. You want to write a book? Start sharing there. You want to minister and share about God? No problem. Start sharing there as well. Stop waiting for the opportunity to be on a physical stage. The world is your stage. If you want to start an NGO, volunteer with other organizations. Like, what are you doing with these small opportunities that you have? So here's one of the flaws that I think a lot of people have is many people view social media as a training and testing ground. People say, I'll test on Instagram first. Like if I test on Instagram, then I'll try it in the real world. But that's the thing. Social media is the real world. Once you get on social media, you're dealing with actual people's lives. The training and testing part is what you do every single day. There's nothing like I will test on Instagram first. The reason that you give up when the first few attempts don't work out is because you have the wrong mindset. You're distracted by the responses that you get. You know, back in the day, right, people produced content and products that they put out in the market, and feedback at the time was not immediate. So they would sort of like require time to determine how well the product was doing. Like you couldn't get feedback immediately. So you would put out stuff and then you would have to wait for a period of time to see how people are reacting and interacting with the product that you put out. But these days you put out something and if you get seemingly poor feedback, it just deters you from continuing. Like, you don't wait anymore. It's like, one person said it was bad. Oh my God, I'm not doing it anymore. Several years ago, I remember a friend of mine that was putting out some of his tracks on YouTube. And at the time, he didn't have any traction. Like, he would put out tracks, no traction at all. Fast forward to 2019, he became like a popular artist, right? He's one of the top artists in Nigeria now anyways. Because someone discovered a track that he put out in 2010. So here's the thing, guys, you have to get your stuff out. When you sit on it, it helps no one. So those small opportunities are what will lead to the extraordinary opportunities that you seek.